Parshas Korach. So I guess most famous for the rebellion led by Korach and those who teamed up with him, protesting against Moshe Rabbeinu and against the choice of who should be the Kohanim Gedolim, and various other people participated for their own angles, and that takes up most of the Sedra. But the very end of Parshas Korach has the presentation of some of the dinim that we refer to as the dinim of Matnos Kehuna. The two pages.
That's the side.
The other side. The end of the Sedra has the Matnos Kehuna, especially the laws of Truma that every farmer had to give to the Kohen a certain percentage, and what type of foods you have to give from, and that every Levi who received Meiser also had to give a portion of his Meiser to the Kohen, 1/10, called Meiser Mina Meiser, Truma's Meiser. These didn't all either explicitly or learned through Midrashei Chazal, many of them anyway, I learned from Psukim in the end of the Parshas Korach. So I thought it would be appropriate this evening to discuss a question about the yichus, the status of Kohanim Bizman HaZeh. Now, how do we know that a person is really a Kohen, and what should our attitude towards be as somebody who claims he's a Kohen, in terms of being mechabed him with the first Aliyah, in terms of Birchas Kohanim, in terms of Trumas, in terms of anything, how do we view Kohanim Bizman HaZeh? So that's, you know, many people are familiar with the old joke of the person who comes to a rabbi and he tells the rabbi, listen, you know, I'd like to become a Kohen. And if you can arrange me to become a Kohen, I'll give a sizable donation to the shul. So the rabbi says, look, I can't make you a Kohen, you know, I'd like to take the donation, but that's not something that we can do. So he goes to a second rabbi and makes the same pitch. And the other rabbi says, also, it's not right, you can't make somebody into a Kohen. So the third rabbi has the seichel to ask the guy, why do you want to become a Kohen so badly? So he said, well, you know, my father was a Kohen, and my grandfather was a Kohen, my great-grandfather was a Kohen, so I want to be a Kohen also. So the rabbi said, okay, for a proper donation, we can make the right arrangements, right? But obviously, a person is a Kohen because he comes from the family of Kohanim. But how do we know that the person is, A, telling the truth, and even as far as he knows he's telling the truth, how do we know that somewhere along the line, somewhere, there wasn't some kind of a mix-up? Maybe there was a divorce and an adopted child, a second marriage, a kid who was raised by somebody else. It's very conceivable that, you know, going somewhere along the line, there was some kind of confusion. So the pasuk that we have in the first source, the pasuk from Ezra, Perek Beis, pasuk Samach Aleph and Samach Beis, Ezra, as we know, led the Jewish people upon the return to Eretz Yisrael to build the second Beis HaMikdash. And one of the things, of course, they had to do was assemble the people who are Kohanim. So the pasuk there says, "Omibnei haKohanim bnei Chaviya bnei Akos bnei Barzila asher lokach vidros Barzila gidol isha vayikra oshmam eila biksu ksavam hamisyachsim v'lo nimsa v'gol min haKohuna." Pasuk says that before they would accept them as Kohanim, they required a ksavam hamisyachsim, some sort of ksav yichus, some form of formal documentation, a written document that says, that testifies that they're Kohanim. They used to have what's called the ksav yichus, they had archives, they had records, and that's how they knew it was a Kohanim. And these people couldn't find them, so they were removed from, they were disqualified from being Kohanim because they had no proof. The Gemara in Ksubas, Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis, quotes this pasuk. This is one of these cases where we say, you know, it's a pasuk in Ksubas, right? Don't know it from Ezra, we know it from Ksubas. So the pasuk is quoted in Ksubas on Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis, and Rashi there says, quoting explaining the pasuk, Rashi in Ksubas says, "Bikshu ksav hamisyachsim," says Rashi, "sheyu a kohanim ksherim." What was the issue? "Lefi sheschatnu kohanim begola begoya ares," because during the 70 years the Jews were in Babel. Unfortunately, many Jews assimilated and they intermarried. We find that in Psukim. When they came back, you know, there were Jews who were intermarried in Kura Kohanim. So all the Yuchsin were mixed up. And Yodol Ahem Bonim, and they had sons, so their father was a Kohen, but their mother wasn't even Jewish. So, you know, and there was a potential for a lot of confusion. Kedichsin B'Sefer Ezra, and therefore these Ahem Chalom, first they couldn't, perhaps they're not even Jewish, but even if they were converted, you don't know, Gar Kohen's not supposed to marry Gioris, the children are not Kohanim, they're called Chalom. Therefore, Hutzuchu Hanolad and Magolo His Yaches. Kishalom and Agol was Shoreis Bibinyan Sheni. Says Rashi, therefore the people who came back from Babel had to have some sort of documentation, some sort of Ksav Yuchsin to demonstrate that they were in fact Kohanim before they would permit them to serve in the Bayis Sheni. So at least in the days of the Bayis Sheni, people had actual documentation tracing their lineage, their family background, so we knew that they were Kohanim. And again, the question is, what's the status today?
that they require that maybe because they knew that these things happened.
Right, because they did happen. We have
specific examples.
Right, well, they may not have known specific people.
Just maybe a general.
Well, okay, but I'm not even sure then, because the way Rashi says, there were some kind of the questions of who do you believe, who do you not believe, right? So, since you don't know, so the assumption is that over the centuries, you know, people today also might have, you know, might have some kind of a mix-up. So, Gemara, the Mishnah in Kiddushin, in the last parak of Kiddushin, mentions what you want to do if you want to marry into the family of Kohanim. You have to check out the Yichus. So it's the Mishnah in Kiddushin of Ayin Vav Amar Aleph. The next source, the Mishnah Hanosi Shakohenes Tzarech Libdok Acharei Arba Imo Shein Shmona Imo Veim Imo Veim Avi Imo Veim Veim Avi Avi Imo Veim Avi Avi Imo. Right, you have to go back several generations checking, you know, the lineage. In other words, this is, again, if you want to be sure that the proper marriage. The details, I'm not, you know, so interested in why you have to check all these generations, but you see that that's what you have to do. However, later on, the Mishnah says, but if there's some sort of a chazakah that we knew that there were Kohanim, then, as the Mishnah says, Ein bodkim lo minam izbeach ulamala. If it was evidence that the father, whatever it is, in this family, served in the Beis HaMikdash, actually, then they don't have to investigate any further, because it can be for sure they wouldn't have let him serve in the Beis HaMikdash unless they were sure. So once you've hit something, we have evidence that they served in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what Rashi says. The next source, Rashi says, again, that's the...
And this was only 70 years from the Chumah? How long was this from the Chumah?
The Spy Shang was 70 years from the first Chumah.
Right, so I mean, it wouldn't have been so unusual for someone who's claiming to be a Chumah.
To find somebody, right, to go back, right, Renacham. But the truth of the matter is, among... you know, the same thing at the end of the Bayis Sheni, right? In the days of the Mishnah, let's say, will be the same thing. And we have, Rabbi Tarfon was a Kohen, you know, and it appears that he served, you know, there were early Tanoim, let's say the generation after the Yochanan Zakkai, you know, that witnessed the Churban, that generation of Tanoim, some of them were Kohanim, who actually served in the Beis HaMikdash. And we have statements of their father served in the Beis HaMikdash, some of the famous...
Everything that happened in the time of Ezra wouldn't have been
right.
So unusual.
Right, Nehemiah, So the Gemara says... In Kedushan, that same sugi, daf ayin rav medbeis, the Gemara makes the following statement. Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Zud Diver of Meir. All that Mishnah about investigating and doing bedikas and checking out the family lineage, that's all Diver of Meir. Aval Chacham Omrim, Kol Mishpachos Bechezkos Kashrus Sein Omdos. So Chacham said, no, we have a chazoke. We can believe a person. We have, you know, the chazoke is that there's a person claims to be a Kohen, that he is a Kohen. And once any of our Chamer or Gur, just saying, "Oh, Kisha," and the answer is Kishakor all of Eirer. Manda Masni Hala Masni Ha Ikedam Amar Yehuda Amar Rab Zudi Remeir Vacham Amar Kom Shkosh Cheskash Zayin Amdos Amar Chamer Gur Amar Rab Im Kor all of Eirer Tzarach Lindo Karcha. The same idea is presented differently. The Gemara seems to say the following: that no, this whole ruling is not the Machlokas Tanoim. Kol mishpachos becheskes kashrus omdos. If we have, and this is what Mitch was saying before, if we have grounds for suspicion that somebody knows that there was an adoption or something, you know, there was a divorce or something, then you have to investigate. In other words, if a chazokah means in the absence of other information, but if there's other information, so then you have to do your digging. That's how the Gemara seems to understand this Mishnah, which says about investigating, that that's only if karas eloshin is karal of error, there's some sort of objection is raised, some sort of challenges raised to ascertain this person is a Kohen, so then we can believe him. Comes from mishpachos becheskes kohanim, becheskes kashrus, unless there is reason to believe, as I said, the reason to believe otherwise. Now the Rambam, this is a mistake. I'll read from the Rambam. The Rambam is in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, will be Perek Yud Tes, Pasuk about a halacha. Yud Zayin, Parag Yud Tes of Hilchos Yisurei Biyur in Halacha Yud Zayin. I'll read the Rambam right. I apologize, it's not on the sheet. You mixed the two sources together. But okay, doesn't matter. Parag Yud, what I say, Parag Yud Tes, Halacha Yud Zayin, yeah? Kol HaMishpachos Techeskos Kashrus Umutor Leisor Mehen Lechatchila. Right, same thing. There's not only a Kohen issue, right? How do we know that there was no you know, again, there's some other problem, or, you know, mamzerus and so on and so forth. Do we have to investigate? Do we have to investigate every single time there's a family? Maybe there was a mamzer, maybe there was this, maybe there was that. The answer is no. Kol mishpachos, it's always possible, right? Again, so the Rambam tells us no. Based on the same Gemara, this is again Parag Yud Tesalachos Yisur B'alach Yudzayin. Kol mishpachos v'cheskos kashrus umutur lisa nachatchila. But if you see certain things, it's interesting. The Rambam talks here about certain character traits. That you see that, you have to be suspicious. It's interesting, right?
But what's the basis of that?
For the Chazoke?
It's a second of the
right, but that's what we rely on, Chazoke.
Okay. For the Mazel Tov.
Okay. Later again. So, I don't know if I told it right now, but again, we rely on a Chazoke. That they called them to the actors Kohanim and they got a little see. We'll see some of Rishonim shortly. You know, it's a joke about a fellow who goes to his rabbi and he says to the rabbi, listen, I've always wanted to know what does it feel like to get the first aliyah, not a Kohen. I've always had this itch to get the first aliyah, to be called up first here when I call. So the rabbi said, look, you know, don't quote me on this. If you go out of town to some shul and nobody knows you, and they ask if they need a coin, you raise your hand, they'll believe you. You know, I'm a chazaka, they'll believe a guy. They'll give you the lead. Don't tell anybody I said to do this, but, you know, you can try it out. So sure enough, after a while, the guy goes, gets up the guts, he goes to some little town somewhere, nobody knows him, and sure enough, right before laning, the gabbai says, anybody hear a coin? So he raises his hand with some trepidation. So the gabbai says to him, listen, I have a chosen here and two guys in the yard site. Do you mind stepping outside for a minute? Anyway, but Lamaisa, they would believe if I go, I'm not a Kohen. If I go to California someplace and they ask me if I'm a Kohen, I raise my hand, they'll believe me that I'm a Kohen. But that's the idea of the Chazoka. But that's what the Rambam writes in general, Kol Mishpachos, the Cheskas, Kashrus, Umutal Esam Nechatchila, same thing with the Kohanim, except for this reason.
Mishpach,
huh?
Mishpach,
yeah, right. So in Halacha Yurchet, the Rambam writes, Mishpacha Shekara Le Irer, who she'idu shnayim shnis arb ben mamzer or cholel or some other thing, if there's some sort of a reason for objection because people are aware that there was a mamzeris and some sort of a marriage problem, there was a mamzer, there was avodim, some then sarayzu sofik. The mishpachas kohanim he lo yisam an isha shidach la arba imol shein shmoni quotes the rest of that mishnah. That's what the Rambam says here in Parak Yutes and Chusur Bia. The very next parak in Parak Chav, the Rambam writes, kol ha-kohanim shebizman hazeh b'chazoka hem kohanim. The Rambam says, all Kohanim is manazed as a chazaka, like in the story of this time. We believe he's telling the truth. The ain ochen el b'kotzer gvul b'ushet yitruma shol diraim, aval truma shol Torah, the chala shol Torah, ain ochen el b'kotzer gvul b'yuchas. We can be lenient with certain things, but some of this is the raisa, I mentioned before, and adin the raisa, as I mentioned last week, she about Afrosh's challah, so we don't give challah to a coin today because or we don't give truma, even though we separate truma today in Eretz, so we separate challah everywhere. It's we wouldn't give it to a coin, and that's only for a coin miyuchas. Ezel coin miyuchas. Ram says in Parakof Halacha Beis, Ze sheyudelo shne edim shu coin ben ploni akon or ploni ben ploni akon. People know that he was always a coin. Okay, going back ad ish eino tzarach v'dika. Going as far back to the we don't have to any further, namely the Huakon Shishim Shagolin's Bayah. And they certainly would have accepted it, would have made sure from his Bayah. If he served in his Bayah, he obviously had clearance. You'll get the opinion. It doesn't say it. It also mentioned the Sanhedrin, because they only accepted certain from the Sanhedrin. Rambam mentions that as well. The Bach, I mean, I'm not going to announce it so much, the Bach points out a stira in the two Rambams, because the Bach is in Evanez and Simon Bayes.
It isn't actually Hayyavah's Amish and his Bayah also problematic because during Bayah Sheni, the Kahuna was bought, basically.
Yeah, well, it is a problem. I mean, there were issues, but there were the Kahuna Gedola was bought, but the only legitimate Kohanim, I think, were in, I think, you know. But in the Bach in Ebenezer Simon Bayes, in Divinatsu Mashakosa Ben Levi Mira, raises it as perhaps a steer in the Rambam because it looks in one Rambam that the Chuse Kahuna Boy Bedika. Okay, and he says, "In came Tamal Atzmachad of Hidituko Shabenu Bzei Avelu Lahakshas Beliva Rambam Atzmo." So Sosun Dvarz Zezeh. Shari the Perik Yud Tes Milchuzer Biyakosav Afal Pishar Kol Mishpachos Chos Kashus Hain and so on. Okay, so it's Masha from the Rambam over there. He says, "Shamin and the Ain Koin Tzarach lived up Mishum Psuch Halalos Eladafka to the Karl of Irur." In one place, the Rambam seems to say that it's only if someone raised an objection. Only then do we have to look further. The other place, the Rambam says, no, we rely on it. So he says, perhaps the difference for marriages is malas of yuchsin for certain things, for truma of other things, but not for marriage. So he solves the problem. The Rambam does seem to say that at least for some things we have to have a little bit of a stronger kind of a proof that a person is a kohen, even for, at least for yuchsin purposes. But the Torah, and that's in Eben Ezra Sin Beis, and that's back on the sheets in number 7, the Torah writes, the nearer the aprilu sekuna ain't sach bedika. He says, no, even for us, we don't need any bedika, any kind of reference, unless there's a, you know, objection. Otherwise, and he said, why? The hamasik alahim mishnah, those he says, tzarech lindo, that's only the Reb Meir. So Kash was saying, simple reading of the Gemara, that was Mishnah's Reb Meir, that's the side that he accepts, and that we pass that the chum, the kalmish brachas, the chesus Kash was saying, except if there's karal of error. Okay? The only thing is, umil epsar afogad the chum ain't so bedika, halach kistam mishnah's tzarech bedika, not sure, but the Torah seems to lean the other way. So what are some of the issues that come up in this connection, whether we should rely that a person is a coin just because he claims to be a coin? So a number of conflicting issues in some of the tshuvas, and we'll come to it in a moment, but this shaila came to light or was investigated by some of the Gdolei Achronim a little more than 100 years ago. This is a sefer called Drishas Tzion, or Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer. Those who have heard of the kibbutz Tirat Tzvi, famous religious kibbutz in Eretz Yisrael, was named after him, Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer. You can see from the picture that he was a Shomer Shabbos fellow. One of the great Gedolei Achronim.
Doesn't look like
kibbutz. Not exactly, but they not at all. But he was a big Zionist, and he there was some kind of a plan. I think we spoke about this once years ago. There was a plan that some people came up with that they thought this was during a time when Jews were in the 1800s. Jews were returning to Eretz Yisrael. Really, the Talmidim of the Gaon, the Talmid HaGro among the literature, and the Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov and the Balat, today I think Gimel Talmud is the Yotzah of Lubavitcher Rebbe, right? So we'll mention the Balatanya. The Balatanya, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, so his Talmidim went to Eretz Yisrael, and with other Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov, and also Talmud of the Gaon. So this was a time when in the 1800s there were people coming back to Eretz Yisrael. So somebody had this idea that they would speak to Rothschild and some of the other wealthy Jews, and they wanted to purchase the Mokom HaMikdash from the Turks, whoever was in charge. You know, they would ask them to move the mosque a mile away or whatever it is, and they wanted to purchase it and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. That was the plan. So the Tzirish Kalasher, they sent a shout-out to all the big Gedolei Vetter, to Kiva Eger, and to the Chassam Sofer, and to the Ettlinger, and to all the well-known Gedolei of that time. What are the halachic issues? Let's assume that they could have... So the idea didn't work. I don't think the Arabs were interested, and it was not a practical suggestion for other reasons. But from the halachic point of view, what are the issues? So there are about 8 or 9 issues that come up. One of it, you know, how would we collect the Machta Shekel for Karbon? So where exactly do you build the mizbeach? And what's an amma? And how do we make all these decisions? There are various different halachic issues. Tchelas. Okay, that was before that was the time of the Hadzina. Is that the real tchelas? Is it not the real tchelas? Anyway, so the Drisha Sion, the Sion's guys have published this sefer. That's why Rav Ettlinger is the author of the Aruch Laner, you know, the studying yeshivas. He's the rabbi in Germany. He's the one who gave Smir. His Talmud is of Shem Shafar Hirsch, more famous than the Rebbe. But the Aruch Laner was a big gaon. And he has, in addition to the Aruch Laner, he has a sefer called Shuvas Binyan Sion. And the reason it's called Binyan Sion is because the first couple of Shuvas talk about this subject. He was also consulted. So they have a lot of literature, and they go back. And one of the issues is, who's going to serve in the Beis HaMikdash? How can we rely on the fact that a guy claims to be a Kohen? Is that enough to allow him to bring the Karbonis if we're actually able to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash? So it was in that discussion at this, at that time that this issue came. So that's where some of the sources come from.
What would be more market, the Midos or the Kohuna? You think the Kohuna, right?
It's hard to say, but the Midos in terms measurements?
Midos and other things, what?
They're all important. No? There are 8 or 9 different issues that are that come up.
They're all waiting.
Some, that's just Rabbi Kiva. We'll quote him. He has a whole tshuva from here from the Rabbi Kiva Eger sent him, and he responded to some of them, and they're different. The different issues. I think that the killer, so to speak, the deal breaker was that it seems from certain psukim that in order to the makkah, the Rambam writes that not for tonight's shiur, but so quickly, the Rambam writes that the makkah nizbeach has to be a certain exact makkah, and it sounds like you need a navi to pinpoint things. Says drosh al pi navi. Was there l'shichno sidrishu? Parshas Ve'eh says drosh al pi navi. So you can overcome most of the problems. That's a tough one. But that's the problem. They were able to overcome a lot of the issues. mitzvah. They have the trailers, they, you know, the matzah shekel, so you can donate the voluntary. There are all kinds of terutzim. But even if you accept all the terutzim, it's hard to, there might be some people who claim to be Nevi'im. But we know that some of the Navi, that was a hard one to overcome. But anyway, so one of the tshuvas of the early authorities that's quoted in this connection is a tshuva from the Rivosh in Simon Sadi Dalad, which I have on the paper. The Rivosh, and he's a Rishon, he wasn't part of this project, but he discussed in a different context. Apparently somebody had, there's a mitzvah he's supposed to honor a kohen, the Kiddushto and Pashas Temor. So there's some people who had a fight, or they cursed out a coin, whatever. So in the context of that tshuva, Rivosh writes as follows: Hine shaloi elochom nizhar melakala kahanim, afmer the nod miyuchsom kol shaloi enogin kishurim. The guy didn't behave properly. It was mutter. Source 8. It was mutter to rank him out, even though he's a coin. Also, but they weren't behaving properly. Fine. But here's the key line for us: Kol shekain. The second line of source 8 says: Kol shekain kahanim shebedorenu she'ein lam ksava yichus. He says, certainly there's no problem nowadays because our Kohanim don't have any written documentation of Kohanim. Elamit Nechazkoson Nohagu Hayom Likro Rishon the Torah's coin. They have a chazukah, so the minig is to give him the first aliyah. The guy claims to be a coin, like in the joke I told you before. The guy could have had his aliyah, except that there was a choson at 2 yard sites, right? We would have believed him. And so the minig is to give the guy the first aliyah. But that's really only a filo of aretz and so forth. So he says that that's today. But right to the end, Lishanogu Kimrach Machlokas, you don't want to offend anybody. So a guy claims to be a Kohen, maybe give him the first aliyah, let him lead the benching or whatever it is, those kinds of things. So the Rivosh says, but Lemaisa, he seems to imply here that we wouldn't really treat them as Kohanim. We don't have to treat them. We do, just Alpi Minig, not that Machlokas, but they have no Yichus, so we don't have to treat them, we don't have to worry about all these Dinim. The Marash Dam, huh?
Benching him Alecha Kohen goes before Talmud Chacham or
I think so. They usually say Bishus Kohanim. Lemaisa, the Minig, technically they give, they ask the Rav, and he always says Bishus HaKohanim, no? I think so. So,
so it might be give to the Rav or give to the Kohen?
Supposed to give it to the Kohen, I think. But usually the Kohen, there's a big Rav, they give it to him and he says Bishus HaKohanim, I think. But officially it's the same thing. Yeah. The Star Chrisham is the same. Gemar Gittin is on Daf and Luntas has all these things. Yeah. So, another tshuva of the Marash Dam, not the Marash Dam, the Marash Dam was earlier, Shmuel de Medina, and Chelek Abenezer Simon Reish Lamed Hey. He was, Marash Dam was among the Jews, I think, who was thrown out of Spain, the Guru, or the next generation, Gerusha Sora. So he was asked a different question, and this came up in those days, and Jews were persecuted. Let's say you have a woman who is a Shavuya. Shavuya means she was captured, kidnapped, or whatever. So very often, if women were kidnapped, you know, so the captors had their way with her, and you know, they violated her. So, a woman is permitted to get, a woman who's raped, let's say it's against her will, so she's married, she can go back to her husband after she survives the ordeal, but not if the husband's a Kohen. That's a big tragedy that comes up in contemporary times once in a while. You hear Nebuchadnezzar, such a terrible story. But if a woman participated willingly, so then she's also to go back to her husband no matter who he is. But if she was an unwilling, she was, you know, she was forced, so then she can go back to her husband, not if he's a Kohen. So sometimes...
Is that a Beferish Mishnah?
What?
Is that a Beferish Mishnah?
Yeah, I think so, yeah, so, because any woman who had relations with someone she wasn't allowed to is Nishalam and Akahuna. Yeah, so the Marashdam is talking about a Shuya, but here the case was, but she claimed, and there was another woman with her, that no one touched her. That was just, I guess, they were in for the money. They were in for money, whatever. No one touched her. So can she go back to her husband as a coin? So that's what he's talking about here. So he says, Elashani Omer Shani Somech Bazel Mashakos HaRivosh B'Simon Tzadi Dalet. He relies on that Rivosh, and his Losh, and his Zelashono, Kol Shekein Karnasar, and Hashem Ksav Yichos, El Mechaz Kosom, No Grom Likro, Rishon B'Torah, etc. Harei Shekohanim Bizmaneinu Einam Kohanim Vadai. Okay? Obviously our Kohanim are not really Kohanim Vadai, they're just Minag Ba'alma, as he says, because they don't have this documentation. Okay? And therefore, V'im Kain, on the fourth line, Achar She'isah Zed D'Shvuya, and listen to Rabbanan. The whole issue with the Shvuya, we don't know that she was raped or anything happened to her, it's only Rabbanan. In Cain, a dialon lahachma shuosa vadai. I'll be in suffix, cause royal and lomar suffered about the kula. And here it's really a sake saker, because maybe he's not really a coin. Anyway, he uses this as a sniff lahaka. A sniff means that, you know, when you're trying to build a case, so if you have a few different things that you can play with, so it can be maker. So the Marash Dam says, we don't have, maybe the guy's not really a coin anyway, maybe it's a Yisrael, right? There are various, he puts it together. I don't know if he would say automatically, but since the whole thing's a suffix, anyway, maybe she never slept with anybody, and maybe this, and maybe, you know, you have another woman who was there. who said that she wasn't touched. All this stuff together, plus the fact that we don't have to treat him as a kohen, that necessarily, maybe he's not really a kohen, so he includes that. So that's
but
the Maharaj Shabbos.
Yeah. The issue, though.
The issue, yeah, but that's if you know that it happened. Right, yeah. But here we don't know. The whole thing is something.
Why do we give people such a hard time renouncing their kohuna?
Okay, maybe you shouldn't. But no, you're not supposed to do it, because the guy may be a kohen. You can't renounce it if you are a kohen. Right, but...
But today, we're in the Cheskes Beit.
That's what he said. We'll see. Others disagree. We'll see in a second. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Tov Nun Zion, that's in Hukos Pesach, talking about Afroshos Chalav, and that's from last week. So there are more right to the next source. Or Siman Tov Nun Zion says, Beze Yesh Omrim, She'ein Machilin Chalav Bizman Azel Ashum Kohen. That today we don't give a challah to the kohen. And the Mogen Avraham explains in Sivkot and Tez, She'ein machilin, she'ein machzikin also kohen vadai, the dilman is challah, echad meim also. Because maybe one of the mothers, the grandmother, whatever, there was something, she was with someone, she wasn't allowed to be somewhere along the line, there was some problem. Okay, the chayim pir is rashal, maharil, whatever, another issue. Okay, but the first part is that we don't necessarily treat him as a kohen, and he refers, Mogen Avraham here, to the Yamshul Shlomo Harshal. The Yamshul Shlomo in two places. It's in Chulin Perek Ches in the end of Siman Dalad, and the one I brought with me is Baba Kama Perek Hey Siman Lamed Hey of Shlomo Lurid of Harshal. In the Yamshul Shlomo writes the following. It's not on the sheets, but I have it with me here. I'll find it in a moment, hopefully. Perek Hey Siman Lamed Hey in Balakah. Okay. Okay, yeah, here it is. So he writes, Va'od nearest Sheroy, towards the end, Sheroy lahachmer lesor charam is manazah afil pishakana, na'achash v'nasim ram, ein lono ha'ichas k'mosha beis ha'mikdosh. Okay, we don't have the same yuchsin we have. Okay, so he says also the same thing in those days in the Beis HaMikdash. There were more machmer because a dying high yuchsin with them. They still had avonaseinu merov arichas agolos ugzerus ugerushin nizbalbalu. Everything's mixed up today. We don't know. I know a guy. I remember when I was in Yeshiva, there's a guy whose name was Cohen. The name was Cohen, but he's not a Cohen. He said because when he came to America, they changed the name, and sometimes they would give. When he came to Ellis Island or whatever, the guy's name was Petrovsky, whatever it is. So they didn't want to write that down. So they gave him a Jewish name. Schwartz, Cohen, Goldstein, right? So they didn't know. The guy gave him a Cohen. This guy said that's what happened to his grandfather. And his name is Cohen, but he's not a Cohen. So the such a mix-up could happen. That's what the Marshal says, Nisbabu. That's how you have the joke with the guy, the Jew's name is Sean Ferguson, right? That you have a Jew with a nice Irish name. So they're prepping this Jew online to tell the guy his name. And to say, they kept practicing him to say it in English. The guy gave him the name. And they said, I'm trying to forget. And he couldn't remember. And he said, I forgot it. Sorry to forget. The guy right now is Sean Ferguson. So you have a Jew with a nice Irish name. Anyway, so that's the Mogen Avraham. There's the Mogen Avraham elsewhere in Aruch Chaim Siman Reish Aleph. Siv Cotton Dalad raises the following question. Tzorech Ian, this is, I know you were asking about it before. Loma ein nizhar in akshav lahakpim hakoin l'chol hanachmili. Why are we not makpid to give, that's in Hilchos Brachos, Siman Reish Aleph, right? The benching. Why are we not why not insistent on it? You were asking, so I mentioned a minute, but why are we, the Magen Avraham raises that question. Why are we not insistent on it? The Yesu is over, the Shachar should be the Raisa name. He's a Dinam de Raisa. The Kiddashto, that's the Pasuk and Pasuk Amor, tells us that's the Gemara in Gittin, you have to, the Dinam de Raisa. It's not a recommendation. So why are we not so nizer in it today? So Magen Avraham says, the Efshar, the Ein on a Bekim, Bechusei Kehuna. Because we're not so sure anyway, so there's a stickle suffix, so we're not as nizer in it as we otherwise might be. Same thing in Yoredeus and Shinchov Beis in Exorz. The Yesh Omen Kaven the Shain. He's talking about Afroshes Chala over there. So there are more rights. Wait a while. It's Shinchov Beis. If a yeah. The Yesh Omen Kaven Shain Chala Nechaz Manaz Ever Tzol Gam B'Shamer Komas Ein Sarach Mal Hafrish Rak Chala Echaz Ol Sreva. That's why we burn the Chala today. We don't give it to a coin, right? So the same thing. We only take a small amount. The Kazayas, we don't do the full amount and so on. Take a small amount. We're not giving to a coin anyways. And after the Taz over there, I don't have the sheep, but the Taz says in Sifkot Mei, again, your day is Simon Shin Chav Beis, because we're not sure who's a Kohen. And if Hishchei Tshuva quotes various things about it, that's in the next source, on top of the next page. He says, Haminik Pashut, Ayin Berhete, the Ein Beki and Mechuse Kehuna. And he quotes the Rivash we mentioned, he quotes the Majdam we mentioned, but he also goes on to quote others who disagree. And that's what we'll look at. Not everybody holds. So far, I've built the case. It's at the top of the second slide. Source 14, the Pishchei Tshuva in Yeridaeus and Shinchav Beis, Cotton Gimel, quotes that there are some who disagree with all of this, and it's not as, perhaps not as simple as we first thought. So it's simple according to some, and not everybody agrees. So in this sefer, Drishas Tzion, from Sirish Kalasher, in Mamer Gimel Chelek Beis, it's called Mamer Kiddush Nolz Aleph. I don't know if there's any other edition. This is a page, starts on page 99. I think it's the only edition of this book, at least I know. Maybe there's earlier writings of it. But anyway, he quotes the Tshuva Rav Akiva Eiger. As he quotes, Hatek Divrei Kedosh Yisrael Marina Rabbeinu Rav Akiva Rav Akiva Eiger Zal Hanal Zecha Tzadik Levorach. And he quotes from Rav Akiva Eiger. Rav Akiva Eiger says, he quotes some, this is from the same Mara, he says, Masha'ein Nizharan Atar Zay Yeshul Amdenu Zchus Levi She'ein Achshav Kohen Miuchas Vada'ai, and he quotes that same Rivash. However, he says, Avo Mikol Mokom, and here's the key, Ein L'shum Kohen L'hokel B'shum Isser Kahuna. That goes to your question now about renouncing. To say we're not going to give him Truma, and to say that this is the first Aliyah, it's not a big deal, okay. You know, but to be ain l'shum coin l'hokta l'shum iserkuna shemeachar shemachzik atzmon l'coin yeishol lino kol dine chomer kuhuna tazlinon bosa chazok l'chumra. So the chumra is they're not going to take any chances. As they pass going to be Kiva Eger. V'utzrachli lichtov zeh. And I have to say this. The reason I'm writing this for the Kiva Eger is l'fi shiroisi Misha Kosov Lumum the Divar Rivash Amal Lahoka Lakoin Bisakon Darbona. There are those who want to quote that Rivash. Remember what the case in Rivash was. The case in Rivash was somebody had mocked a coin and cursed him out or whatever. Okay, so now the Rivash says, well, we don't have to be worried about it because maybe he's not a coin. But to go ahead and say that we're going to treat him as not going to treat him as a coin at all, that far we wouldn't go. And he points out, that I have in the next source, the Rivash himself, in a different Shuva, source 15, Simon Shin Mem Ches, talks about, doesn't Paskin himself is machmir about it. He says, Sha'al, look at the question, source 15, the question is, Sha'al tamal ish echad shabot men rotza lachzi gushosa. Man came, wanted to remarry his ex. He divorced the woman, he wanted to remarry. So that's perfectly allowed, as long as she hasn't married somebody else in the meanwhile. Okay, but not for a Kohen. A Kohen can't even machzi gushos atzmo. Okay, so the question was, they went ahead and did it, right? Below is that same Moshe Cohen. They didn't know that the Bezin or whatever, the rabbis didn't know that he was a Cohen at that time. But Nasa also Lekuchen Shneim. They married her again. But Atan is Bar Lachem Shu Cohen. Later on, it turns out, the guy was a Cohen. And his topic Lachem Achari Shekvar Nasa and Kofen also lost. The question is, okay, they weren't supposed to get married. Lamai said they did. So sometimes we have a rule in this case, Lotate say. Sometimes once they're married, they're very solid. Leave them alone. Let their marriage stand. So that's what the Shiloh was over here. Achar shekvar nosim kovan as alahotim. Achar sheinam agresses mish acher. Elo shu afzik gushoso. Okay. And afal pisha posel b'kuna ulal chatchilu posel. But maybe the posel psul for kuna ulal chatchilu. Right, Avil. And this is Lotate. So that's the question. So he writes, and the answer is tshuva zu grusha gemura. No, sir. This is a real divorced woman. Shapsula l'koin minatora. He's not allowed to marry. It's a regular goose. It doesn't matter. It's Gushos Atzmo. She has a get. She's been divorced. That's it. She's a divorcee. And therefore, there's nothing to talk about. And it doesn't make a difference whether it's his divorced wife, someone else. It doesn't make a difference. It's puzzle. And he writes at the end, it's printed here in another source, but Omnam, you should try and force them. Omnam, im ein echolos biyotchem, lakos akovu b'derazeh, you can't do it. So then you try in some other ways. Put him in chair and do whatever you have to do. And we're not interested here in the, he doesn't bring up the revolt. He says, Tzad lahakel. Well, maybe he's not a Kohen anyway. So getting back, Rabbi Akiva Eiger here, quoting the Drishas Tzion, says, you see that the Rivash himself, the Rivash was the first one to say that, back, if you look back on the first page in source number 18, he says, source number 8 rather, the second line, Kol Shein Karnas Lenom Shein Lom Ksava Yichus as a Tzad Lahakel. Yeah, but not when we're talking about Yisurim. Now we're talking about the Kohen himself going over, violating Yisurim and marrying a divorcee. Then we're not going to have such a kula. Even the Rivash himself.
A marriage between two people that are not allowed to marry to each other is still a valid marriage?
In some cases, yes. That's the Messiah's in Kiddushin. It doesn't mean it was Salav, it was Sakaris, but yeah.
So if a Kohen married... Because
without going to now, there are four different levels, but sometimes the Kiddushin are not Tosin, there's no Kiddushin. So among the... But let's say with a Kohen and a divorcer, the Kiddushin are Tosin, yes, divorcer. Right? Incest is not Tosin. They're different cases. But anyway, so the Rishasim quotes this sort of Kiva Ege. He says Revosh, Hariki Doreno, Shaim Lahaka Lahan Bishumin and Bishum Lakoin. The Azli Basa Chazaka Lachumra. Okay, so that's what I showed you from that Revosh. The Maharit, the Maharit also has a Chuvah, the Chuvah's Maharit, Chelek Alasim Kuf Memtes, so it's a 17 and 18.
Mitzat Kohen,
right, as opposed to other people going with him.
He gets Aliyah.
Yeah, walks like a Kohen, talks like a Kohen, so then there's a Kohen, yeah.
So he has to act that way all the way across the board.
Exactly. Now the Maharit has a Chuvah. Again, all these poskim were quoted in that Pische Chuvah that I mentioned earlier, there in Shinchot Beis, Sivkot Gimel. The Maharit has a Chuvah, Chelek Alasim Kuf Memtes. This was a guy for 15 years. Now after each Zesh, the guy dochen every yontif, right? Or every souls every day, whatever. The guy was a coin. He feels like a coin, so he's a coin. And he says that he quotes the Maharit, and that which the member of Shmuel de Medina, that was the Marashdam that I mentioned before, quoted the Rivash. He said that's not true. Okay, not so fast to agree with that Rivash, and he says maybe the case was different because it was only Drabbanon, whatever, cool, he doesn't agree to apply the Rivash to the case that the Marash Dam Shmuel de Medina did. On the other hand, again, the Shus Yaakov, Chelek Alasin and Sadi Gimel, so it's 19, says no, maybe you can, maybe it's different because, again, on the third line, maybe there are fizz, so it's done on a drabbanon level. So again, you see that this is a machlokas in the poskim, is exactly how far we would go with this. Someone mentioned before the issue of Pidyon HaBen. That's what, I don't have it on the paper, I forgot to bring it. But the Knesset Yechezkel, one of his Chuvahs, again, it was quoted, the references in that same Pisrei Chuvah in Shinchav Beis Gimel. He quotes the Knesset Yechezkel, Simon Nun Vav. So at the end of that Chuvah, he says also, well, we're going to start saying now that every Pidyon HaBen is no good. Every Pidyon is a Suffolk, not every Pidyon HaBen we're going to do away with it. That doesn't make any sense. That's what the Knesset Yechezkel says. So the truth of the matter is, maybe not, but maybe even that's not so simple. In source number 20, that's in Yoredeya Simon Shinhei Sivches, that's the Simon of, whatchamacallit, of Pidyon HaBen. So it talks about the following. It says, Imrotza Kohen Lahachzulo Pidyon Rashoi. Let's say the Kohen wants to give the money back. The Kohen knows that this guy can't really afford it. It's a wealthy Kohen. And that guy is the firstborn. They give him the five slime, whatever, $100, whatever it is a stretch for this guy. So the Kohen is allowed to give it back. Can't give it to him on condition he gives it back. But that's a lot of times today, people use these special coins where they give the coins back. No, but they give him a Kiddush cup, they give something else. But let's say the Kohen wants to give it back. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, Simon Shin Hei of Yoredeya Sivches, Imrotza Kohen Lahachzir, Lo Pidyon Rashoi, he can. Aval Lo Yitain Hu Lakon Amarashi Azulo, right? But they can't do it on a condition, fine. Okay? But if the coin wants to, he can. Look on the third line. Rotsa coin Achak Lachzi Achzi. The Lo Ye coin Rogi Lachzi Lako, Shol Lachzi Lashar Kohanim. But he shouldn't do it every time, all the time, because then every guy's going to know, look, I'm going to use that coin because I know he gives the money back. Right, so you're going to be cheating out all the other Kohanim in the neighborhood. Everyone's going to use this one coin because they know he gives the money back, so it's a cheaper arrangement. Right, you have to make the suit anyway, right? So you have a whole thing pigeon up in. So how am I going to use a coin? He's not going to charge me, right? He'll give me the money back. So that's master the other Kohanim. Fine. That's the Shulchan Aruch. The Pisrei Tshuvah there in Sivkot Yud Beis quotes, that's what the Mechaber, it's Ayin B'Shilus Yavetz, that's of Yaakov Emden's Chuvah, Chelek Alav, Simon Kuf Nunei, Shekosev Da Idna Ishtani Dina. Yaakov Emden says what the Mechaber says, not true today. Why? The Masha Amu Shalai HaKoin Rog B'Kach Hani Mili B'Kohanim Yuchosem. That what the Mechaber said, they shouldn't give it back all the time, that's by a real coin. Avo B'Kohani Chazoka V'Ar Kohanim, to like today, even though for all purposes Jidim is a coin, and we redeem other than the Chumas and Bikurim, whatever, but still, he said it's a good idea, even L'Chatchila, to give the money back, because maybe he's not really entitled to it. It's a suffix gemebel almost, right? Because maybe he's not really a Kohen. So that's what the Yaakov Emden says. And I quoted the whole tshuva there. I don't have to read it again. But not everyone agrees with that either. Okay? The Aruch HaShulchan, for example, I'm not going to read inside of the Aruch HaShulchan, the Yaradei Yisim and Shin Hei.
So I really, when you give the Kohen the money, yeah. Keser, it should be B'tnai.
B'tnai is a Kohen, yeah.
It's like when you daven, you know, you do something, you daven.
Al-Tanai, right.
You daven B'tnai, that if you already said it, then it doesn't count. If, you know, so you really need it tonight. Otherwise, you're making
him into a Gazan. Right, economic. Good point. Okay, however, I will tell you that the Aruch HaShulchan disagrees with that openly. Again, it's Shin Hei, Sif Nun Hei, Ra'isi Misha Kosa, that's the Yagran. The Rizman Azek, Haven Shannel, Yerchuse Kuna, Royal Chol, Koin Loko, Shema, Eno Koin, Viyag Zarmos, Vechenu Chai, Pidgin, Rafis, Asman, Ladait, they're also a small Dwarm Kailu. We don't even do Lahakdin Ato Amayla Sakuna. But also was Zulzule, we forget about this and so on. He doesn't go for it at all. We accept the Chazok and that's it. We're not going to miss, like the Klesi Chazok. We're not going to frag up all of the, Pidyon Adans. What's interesting is though, that I brought this paper over here, the Vilna Gaon, who was a Bechor himself. I have here the, one of the biographies of Vilna Gaon. It's called Hagon Achosid Mivilna. So in this sefer, Agon HaChosid Mivilna, in Ha'oros, I should have marked it off, the Ha'oros, the Parag Dalad, did I write the page name? Yeah, on page Mem Zion in this edition, he writes over here, let's get it, here it is, in the Ha'or 9, he quotes, that he would go ahead, the Vilna Gaon himself, would, wanted to find the Kohen Miyuchas. To redeem himself, because the din is the father doesn't redeem you, so it becomes your responsibility after bar mitzvah. So the father, I'm sure the Vilna Gaon's father redeemed him as a kid, but he didn't know who the Kohen was. So he went around looking for a for Kohanim Yuchasim, and it says over here, it may suffer kichas kohen asman lachein poda atzvom ikama kohanim. The Gaon redeemed himself several different times from Kohanim. Ubeprat min harav Reb Meir Kohen leveis Rappaport. Apparently the Kohanim today, or Rappaport's a name of Kohanim. In fact, I forgot to bring it, but the Chidor, in the Sefer Shem HaGdolin, Marech HaSwarm, Os Mem, Erech Mincha Belula, writes that Rappaport actually was a combined name from Rofei, doctor, from Port, Rofei, the Port City, or something like that. And they were Kohanim Yuchas, and they had a tradition. I think there also someone was telling me some Syrians also have somebody was originally, you know, but yeah, how did the Kohanim, I don't know, it's a good question. Okay, maybe they don't have to look at
Kedah.
But they're also from some island or whatever. There are some people around that, some Syrians that claim to have a Kohanim Yuchas and going all the way back somewhere. So that was the Gaon went to redeem himself. But okay, for other people, I don't think that many people are mocked on that. But the Gaon redeemed himself several times.
Very interesting story, because supposedly he was 40 and small b'shaliach.
Oh, they're gone. Oh, it's against the shock.
That's another question where they can do it.
Okay. So that's all the temple of the Vilna Gaon. That's the Vilna Gaon. But again, the Aruch HaShulchan says, never mind, we shouldn't even consider these things. The Chassam Sofer, in his tshuva, just moved to...
Would be wrong?
That's a whole question, whether he can do
this. The father can do it.
No, the father's chayav to do it. So there's a whole shock in I think, did I want to speak about it? I may have. There's a whole shock that he says he shouldn't do it for a shliach. It's a whole question. Another time. But anyway, the Chassam Sofer, one of his tshuvas, points to a Gemara in Makkos. Someone mentioned before. Gemara in Makkos, Avyur Alchem Beis, in source 23, that says, there they're talking about a Kohen who was serving in the Beis HaMikdash, and just then found out that he was, there was some problem with Ben Grusha Ben Chalval, he was in the middle of the Avodah, right? So it says he's allowed to do the Avodah, because it's, the Pasuk says... What? Yeah, because it says, Paul Yadav Tirtza, right, the Gemara says, Drosha Rashi mentioned Avodos of Ksheros, but on the other hand, so for other purposes, not a coin. Anyway, the Chassam Sofer proves from there that that even the Avodah done by someone who turns out not to be a coin is good. So that's Tzad Lahakil here as well. In one of his tshuvas, Yaradeya, Simon Reish Lamed Vav, when he's talking about that subject, this tshuva was addressed to Akiva Eger. Okay, he says, the dress to Adoni Mordechai, his father-in-law, even though they're the same age, Amar v'chosni, gon yisrael, nezer, whatever it is, nezer hodin, sivartam, kol kedushas, merav avakiva, av beza kalakil, kalakadisha posna, that's Rebbe Kiva Eger. So this too, and it was on this subject, the Drisha's team. The Chamsa was also tumbling with this subject.
I did not, of Kalisha was the Talmud of Kiva
Eger. Yeah, you're right, no, that's why the first two of the prints, I think, is from. But anyway, so he discusses this issue also. And another tshuva in Simon Shin Lamed Ches of Yerodea. So at least in two different places he quotes, he mentions that he remembered the whole discussion. I don't bring it here, but the Noda Behuda talks in the Dogma Revava, Yerodea Sin Shin Ayin Beis and Sif Beis. Omer Yecheskel starts with Yecheskel Landau, that is the Dogma Revava. And the Chasam Sofer quotes that he remembers when he was younger, the Chasam Sofer was younger than the, look on the back of the last page, Mori Chosid Shebekahuna, Hagoin Rav Nosson Adler. That was, Chasam Sofer's Rebbe, was Rav Nosson Adler, was a Kohen. Okay, Bavarnu Derech Prague, when we went through Prague, when I was traveling with him, accompanying his Rebbe on some trip, right, probably to raise money, maybe, who knows. Rol Pnei Hagoin Oda Behuda, we met with Oda Behuda, Bahaya Pulpulam, the Divar Rav, and Oda Hera, the Mori, Asher Kosval Guyono, he would hold Mephapa about this subject, and then he changed his mind, and it's printed in the, it's printed in the, and then the Dogma Revava. Anyway, so there, everyone was talking about this issue. One of the things which people point to, and that's what we'll finish off with, the Shilas David of David Karliner has also a section called Drush, also on this subject. He was one of the people consulted on this topic. So his Chuvas, he has something called Drush, Quintus Drishas Tzin Yerushalayim. So, towards the beginning. So he also writes, just a second, just closing, yeah. Just going to see if I can find it. Amira Lee, you see, this is a Mama Shani. Mark it off. Okay. Whatever. He mentions a Mishnah, which I printed on the page anyway, a Mishnah Adius, Parakhes Mishnah Zion. Amar b'Yeshua mekubal ani merabbi Yechem and Zakkai sheshomer rabba rabba merabbo halach lamosh misina she'ein Eliyahu ba letame or letar l'rachik or l'karv el l'rachik mekurav. When Eliyahu Navi comes, what's going to be? So he's not coming. He's not going to come and quote unquote mess up families, so to speak. Okay, that's what Ravadim Bar Tanur, the Rav, writes on that Mishnah, Adius, Parakhes, Mishnah Zion. Shehar Allah, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lamosh, Shesina, Dor, 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 Shehar, Shein, Eli, Obo, Latam, Latal, Rach, Lekarv, Levar, Sofik, Mishpachos, Hametumos, Minit, Momi, Lo, Nidla. Eli, Yanichem, Eim, Ksherin, Lo, Asim, Lovo. The quote from this Bar Tanur is understanding of the Mishnah, that for the Shilas Dov, another quote, that we're not, even Eli, Yanov, if we have a tradition, this family's a coin, then we don't have to say anything, we don't have to look, and even Eli, Yanov, is not going to come in, not going to come eventually and change. Also quote from, he quotes from the Rambam, Perg Yud Beis, Nehuchas Malach, Malach Gimel, B'Yimei Melech HaMashiach, I have it on the last source of the page. Kishis Yashay Mamlachto, these Kamsar Ko Yisrael, Yusachsu Kuma, Pri Baruch HaKodesh, Shatanuach Olav. Okay, so there, he says, we'll line up everybody by the Shvatim. At the end, he writes, Ala Eina Omer Al Shem Becheskos Kashu, Zem Mamaz Yav Zavid, Shadino Shem Mishpacha Shenitma Al Nitma. Okay, so he says also, looks like from that Rambam also, at least to some extent, things can be left the way they are. Okay, now, what's interesting is, though, a question which we'll end with. So all these things are interesting. Well, I said, love if we have these strange cases of a shvuya. So today, halacha l'maisa, so the pigeon of Ben is an interesting question, halacha l'maisa. Okay, and the Akiva Emden says that, you know, we can be make of the coin should give it back, and the Aruch HaShulchan and others disagree strongly, Pastor Yecheskel. But there's another question. Let's say it turns out that the Kohen had the first Aliyah, and it turns out he's not a Kohen. So no harm done. Big deal. So he got the first Aliyah. Like in a joke, eh? What about Duchani? Wouldn't that be a bracha batala? Guy's going to get up and he says a bracha, shek, maybe there you shouldn't be allowed to do it. So, right, that's not a bad question. How do we let a Kohen today Duchani? Maybe he's not really a Kohen. So you want to tell me he gets the first Aliyah? So he got the free. Let the bench in. Big deal. But maybe Duchani. So the Kiva Eger in that same tshuva that the Drisha Tzion quotes, he writes, Madinosim Kapayim, Tzorach Lomar, Kevon de Hochzeku Lezeh Hochzeku. He says, well, the Chazaka, so we leave it alone. Or, but then he has a chap, a worthy of the Kiva Eger. He says, oh, Kevon de Gam Behifuch Bebitul Nasis Kapayim Obrim Gam Kain Basay. No, he says, because let's say, and it goes like your question, let's say the guy really is a kohen, now what do you tell him, don't doch him? That's also bittul asay. In other words, either way, there's a problem. If we're going to tell him, well, you know, maybe it's a brocha v'atala, that's a problem too. On the other hand, to tell him he shouldn't duchen, and it turns out, you know, klapei shmaya galia, because Baruch Hu knows he is a kohen, so that's also a bittul of an asay. Right? There's an asay omar lahem, they have to say the brocha. So the mele will rely on the chazokah. That's the kiveges chap to say that by duchen rely on the chazokah, because otherwise we're going to wear.
That's a famous gemara, ma'achte amin.
Yes, so without a bracha. Right, didn't
wait.
I never do without a bracha. Somebody asked, what's the chiddush? Yeah. Right, what's the
chiddush?
Maybe that's the explanation. Right, he's referring to a gemara. Yes, I forgot who it was. You know, how he had long life. He said, no, I never do him without saying a bracha. Mishkayach, you and all the other kohanim. Why is that a big deal to the rabbi? That whole explanation is different. So that's one explanation. Maybe he, okay, but anyway, so that's the chap of the kiva ego. This end, the Tiferes Yisrael has a different explanation. Interesting, just to bring it out and throw it up, you're thinking. As Tiferes Yisrael has his introduction to Seder Kodshim in his parish on the Mishnah. It's called the Chomer Vakodesh, a Perek Dal Os Chav Vav. He has an introduction to Seder Kodshim. It's printed in the regular Yochanan. So he raises this question also. He asks, how do we have an interesting question? He goes, why don't we have a mitzvah? Tell other things. But he says, one of the questions, how do we let a guy duchen? So he doesn't give this lump, this Rekiv Egev, as a twist. He gives a different answer. He says that we don't apply, that. Now that's a big debate, but he says we don't apply the issue of Sofek Brachas Lahakel by a Brachas HaMitzvah. That's what he says. That's by Birchas HaNenin. But by Birchas HaMitzvah, if we're going to have the guy do the mitzvah, he should say the bracha also.
Wow.
Like that's a bomb of a... So I'm going to end with that bomb dropping, but that's what the Tiferes Yisrael says to answer this problem. We'll let the kohen, let him go up and duchen anyway, so may as well let him say the bracha too. Okay? So that's a chiddush, because he says the whole suffix bracha hakel is not when the bracha is part of the mitzvah itself, or Birchas HaMitzvah. You know, in some areas, it seems that we do say Sarek Bracha Sakal by Birchas HaMitzvah, but many of
my
Bachnon, Omer, unless you say somehow that by Birchas Kohen, the Bracha is more part of the mitzvah, there's some lumdus we could say for it. But I'm just throwing it out.
We do lulav, which is not a derisa.
Right, they say that, yeah. You're right, so they should have been mistaken and we rely on this and it was no problem. We can always say, if the Chacham is mistaken to a mitzvah, even we don't have to do it, they can make a bracha.
So Chacham is mistaken on Kohanim v'cheskas Kohanah.
That is good enough. Yeah, that would be a good answer, but we don't
whatever. What would be different with Lulav?
Yeah, you're right, that is fine. Days. But the only thing is that we don't find that there was a Tzal Kohanim. If they would have made it, would be good. If we had in the Gemara that said, listen, if we had a blanket statement somebody had said, then you're safe. Anyway, these are some of the issues, just the Kohanim is Manazel. Well, so we'll continue, I think, to respect all our friends who are Kohanim.
Israel can be involved with Kat Kohanim.
Yeah.
That there is no Poland, that's probably what he meant.
That's what he meant, that's what they answered.
That's what he meant.
Right. Even if it was Israel, of course, someone quotes him.
The Tokhot maybe said that he can be among the Kohanim. The other
right, he stand there, but he can do it himself. Yeah. Someone who's shown him. Anyway, these are just some insights into the status of Kohanim this man. As Elamais, I think we should still treat our friendly Kohanim with respect. Okay.